Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today from the Book of Wisdom, we hear that God hates nothing of what he's created. If he hated it, he wouldn't have made it in the first place. And we're told that nothing can remain in existence unless it's God's will. You know, if God would stop thinking of us for one instant, we would poof out of existence. Well, this teaches us something very important about ourselves. Clearly, God doesn't hate us. In fact, later on in the reading, he's called the lover of souls. You know, what's important about this is that most of us, you know, for some strange reason, don't really believe it. In our heads, we know it's true, and of course, you know, we'd immediately object and say, well, of course God loves me. But you know, if we went down into the depths of our hearts and really looked seriously at this point, we'd have to ask ourselves, you know, do I really even think that I'm lovable or worthwhile? Do I think that I'm any good at all? And most of us would tragically say no. What we have to do is realize that, you know, we're not the greatest thing since sliced bread. The world got along just fine without us before we showed up on the scene, and I'm sure it'll continue once we're gone. But, well, you know, at the same time, we have to recognize our true dignity, that God has made us in his own image and likeness. And in Jesus, he has elevated us to the dignity of his very dear children. And all of this must begin with the acceptance of the truth. And the acceptance of the truth has to begin with the rejection of the lie. In the garden, Satan walked in and he lied to our first parents. And they believed him. And Satan has been lying ever since. And the great tragedy is that we've listened to him and we've believed him. You know, now's the time that we stand up, you know, and say, wait a minute. Our Lord tells us that his sheep know his voice. They listen to him and follow him. You know, isn't it interesting that you know, we have these two voices crying out in our hearts. One says, you know, you're not a piece of junk. You're good, and I love you. For some reason, you know, we don't want to hear that. The other voice says, you're worthless, no good, rotten piece of garbage. And, you know, that's the voice we listen to and we willingly follow. You know, we give in to the lies of Satan. It's true that the humble person knows he is a vile sinner, but he's not garbage. You know, God doesn't make junk. The people who believe the lie that they're worthless, You know, they wallow in self-pity and they make no progress in the spiritual life. You know, if we've rejected the voice of our shepherd, we've rejected the voice of the one who loves us, and we've chosen to listen to the voice of the one who hates us. Now we can rationalize and say, well, why should God love me? You know, look at all of my sins. And in today's gospel, Jesus called Zacchaeus to himself. He went to stay at the house of a sinner. And when Zacchaeus realized what happened, he made a choice right there on the spot to change his life. He pledged to the Lord that anyone whom he had extorted, he would repay fourfold, and that of all the wealth he had accumulated, he was going to give half to the poor. And our Lord said, today salvation has come to this house, for this man too is a child of Abraham. Well, we're more than a child of Abraham. We're members of Jesus Christ, and salvation has come to our house. The question is, do we want it? Well, keep in mind today's first reading. God created us because he loved us. God is keeping us in existence because he loves us. We're here today, because God loves us. He's chosen us by his own design. Look at all the billions of people in the world he could have chosen, and he didn't choose them. So many people have never heard of Jesus and don't have a personal relationship with their loving Father. He's chosen us by his own design and for his own reason. And he's called us to himself. He's made us members of his own Son, and he's given us the dignity of Jesus Christ. He's raised us to a divine level, living a supernatural life, sharing in his own life. And he says to each one of us, I love you. And we need to quit rejecting his voice and accept this truth. It's time we reject the lies and realize who it is that's telling us all of these things that are not true. The father of lies, who is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. The one who wants us in hell with him for all eternity. Let's keep in mind, that each one of us has made a vow that we're going to reject Satan and all of his lies. If we've done something that's not worthy of our call, if we've lived a life that's not in keeping with our dignity, then we need to get to confession. We need to trust in the mercy of God, who loves us and will indeed forgive us. As we heard toward the end of the first reading, God will rebuke gently, little by little, those who go the wrong way, because he wants to call them back. He doesn't destroy us when we sin, because he loves us and he wants us to return to him. Therefore, we must reject the one who tells us you can't be forgiven. Now let us humble ourselves like Zacchaeus, because there's another voice saying, you know, hurry down, because I wish to stay in your house this day.